All right, so we have a special edition show today, and we just want to welcome a few members from the Israeli program Brothers for Life. So thank you guys.
Thank you for joining us.
For coming in today. So we just have a few questions, and the first we want to talk about is, can you just tell us simply about Brothers for Life?
My mic is working? No.
No, we can't hear you. All right, hi, how are you? It's great to be here and to meet you. Brothers for Life is an organization that started before 11 years ago, as after the Second Lebanon War, that was a massive number of injured soldiers that were injured during the war. And we created a brotherhood, and we started that idea started as just a couple guys sitting in the house, drinking beer, do barbecue, and start to sharing. And that that idea started to coming from one to each other, and we started to do the meeting, and another arrived, and all of a sudden we became 1,000 members from all the units, from all the backgrounds. And the idea basically is, first of all, not to dealing with the injury by yourself. Now you can share it with other people that actually in the same position like you. So if you're part of a group, it became much not easier, but more sense to deal with it, and not to deal with it by yourself. So today we have a lot of program groups of sport, music, art. We help the guys to continue the life despite their injury, and give them all the tools that they need to continue and reach everybody's dream. And that's it, basically.
So when you were injured, what led each of you to Brothers for Life?
So to each person, it was a different journey. It's also different years, because Maor is one of the guys who's in charge. He's the guy who's in charge of accepting us to Brothers for Life, but he also had to get accepted as it is. I personally, when I was injured, I was very alone. I didn't really have anybody to talk to about my injury or how to even deal with my injury. And I heard the day I was injured, two of my friends were also injured. And when the day I got released from the military, I heard about Brothers for Life through them. And I didn't want to call them in the beginning. I said, it's not for me. I don't want to be considered an injured soldier. I don't want to be considered injured at all. I want to move on with my life. But you get to a point where you just can't move on without getting help. And I already had their number saved because I got it just in case if I'll ever need it. And I called up Maor, who's right here. And he's the one who was there for me and accepted me. And I feel like Itai and Maor have two separate stories, because that's the beauty of it.
Thank you. Could you guys just highlight your stories of how you got involved in Brothers for Life?
Well, for me, it took me about 11 years to hear about the program, and I was actually injured in 2006. I was participating in a different delegation, similar in some aspects to this one. And one of the guys was telling me about this program, and by the time I got to the organization, I never talked to anyone about that. I never shared my story with my friends or with my soldier friends. And then I got to that house, and it was so amazing to see all the people and feeling the literally brotherhood. And you know, it's like a comfortable place, a safe place for you to share your stories and not even share them. You can just be yourself and act as crazy as you can, and people will be there and understand you, and you know, give you a hand if you need.
Yes, I started to be involved during my rehabilitation process in Tel HaShomer, in the hospital, actually. I heard from a few guys about a group of injured soldiers that meeting together. And then, like most of the people that I bring to foundation in the beginning, and they don't want to take a part. They are thinking, it's not for me. I'm not want to hear all the time injured other stories of other people. But then one day, one of the guys succeeded to convince me to come to one of the meeting. And all of a sudden, I'm sitting between members, between the guys, and I felt like, okay, maybe I'm not so crazy. If everybody feel it, so maybe I'm okay, and start to be involved and coming in more and more. And some point, I start to volunteer and help others. And then the next thing, I start to work in the foundation. My role today over there in the foundation is actually to find and bring the new guy that got injured in a combat activity. And basically this is all the idea of Brothers for Life. All the guys are fighters that was injured in during
protecting activity against the terrorism, and that unfortunately get injured, and then I bring them to the foundation. So today I'm working full time over there, and this is not I never saw it as a job. Yeah, I saw it as a way of life.
And just in general, how would you say that Brothers for Life has helped to bring you from, as you described, that low place after being injured to where you are today?
In a lot of aspects. First of all, in the social subject that you are part from a group, as I said earlier, you are not alone. You're first of all feeling that you have the back of the guys, of the brothers. That's first thing. And we develop and build different groups of, if it's sports, if it's music, if it's art, different tools that we give the guys. First of all, just go out from the houses and be involved in something. The second part come after 3 years after they started with doing this meeting and all of the activities and different program, we realized the guys need another push. Not just go out from the houses and do sport, and they need push, they need to go to study, they need to find a job, they need to find other medical solution that they didn't find in Israel. So we try to give them all the support and all the tools that they need to recover after the injury. So we have a lot of tools and we have a lot of ways to help the guys to recover after the injury.
And for you guys, what has the impact been like?
So I could tell you for me, because I come from a community where less people do draft. I know it is a mandatory draft, but not everyone does. I didn't really know how to deal with whatever. I didn't know at all. I was young and I had no idea what to do and how to do it and how to get the help I needed. So first of all, it gave me a community, which is very important, especially when you're alone. And I think a lot of people, nothing to do with my injury. If you're alone in life, it's scary, especially dealing with traumas and other negative things in life. So first of all, it gave me that. And second, it gave me a direction of how to heal, and they took me on the journey. I enrolled in their PTSD mentorship program, where I got helped me tremendously. I went into other programs where I got to be with the guys, where we got to talk. And for me, I've been to a lot of therapy. Therapy is nothing compared to what I got over here. So it really did give me that, getting me out of the rut I was in and push and just giving me that momentum to move on and move forward.
So I've only been in the organization for about almost 2 years, and it's, as I said before, it took a lot of years for me to get there. So I think one of the aspects that I can tell about is that, you know, suddenly I'm looking at people. My injury is not visible so much, but then I'm seeing a lot of people, a lot of different both opinions and behaviors, and so. And I know I can be part of it, like to show my part and to be the one I can be next to my friends that can understand me in different aspects than the rest of my friends that didn't even was being draft or other people, members of my family that wasn't draft anyways. So I feel like I have like that place that I can be myself in those aspects.
So how does having other soldiers who have been through the same experience that you guys have been, how is having them alongside during this period of your life, how does that help you and how does that make a difference?
So first of all, good question. Second, you ever heard of group therapy? Everybody's heard of group therapy, and it's something that works. But over here, it's like group therapy, but on a lot bigger scale, because there's nothing official, so no one feels like holding back. Because that's what usually happens in these cases. And we know just by the fact that you're there, that you're one of us. So I automatically feel more comfortable talking to these guys, which the first step of getting any help is talking, is releasing it, is letting go. And it gives you the platform not just to let go, but to throw it out, because everybody understands and everybody's there just to catch it when you release, which is unbelievable and unreal and really helps. So for me, that's how the social circle helps me a lot. And
okay. Do you want to highlight on that?
Do what? Sorry?
Just how having other people who have been through this experience with you, how does that make it more bearable and an easier experience to go through this recovery?
Look, I'm there almost 10 years, so I saw a so different kind of effect from the guys. And some of the guys immediately get inside and know everybody and start to take a part in the programs. But not all of them like that. So they have different response to guys differently from the moment that they're arriving. There's the people that arrived to the foundation, accepted and be members, and then disappeared for a year or two. They don't see them and don't want to take a part in nothing. And then something has happened and they start to take a part. So it's hard to stay, but you have so many different effect from the foundation to the guys. And as I say, I don't know if you know, but we are today 1,000 members. So it's a lot. It's a lot of guys that actually just want very simple things. Just want to live the life with their injury and still having a normal life. And of course, if the foundation can help, we will do everything to help them to just live a normal life.
So that's kind of all the questions that we have for today, but we just want to thank you guys so much for just sharing about what seems like a truly incredible organization, and also thank you for your service to Israel. We really appreciate you guys coming in today.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.